Taking 10 years to settle a whistleblower complaint could get a company in trouble with the Justice Department. But what if it's the Justice Department agency that takes so long? Our Justice Department needs to improve how it handles whistleblower retaliation complaints from the FBI. That's according to a new report from the Government Accountability Office. For details, we turn to David Maurer, the Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the GAO. David, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
All right. So tell us the scope of the problem that the GAO uncovered here.
Well, we took a look at the request of Chairman Grassley, a Senate Judiciary Committee. We took a look at all of the whistleblower retaliation complaints that had been filed on behalf of FBI employees with the Department of Justice over a five-year period. And we found that a number of them had taken a very long time to actually be resolved. In the three cases out of the 62 where the Department of Justice found that there was actual retaliation against an FBI whistleblower, all three of those cases took anywhere from 8 to more than 10.5 years to resolve. That's a very long time.
And so that really, even though a lot of them were done relatively quickly within norms, this really pulled their average way out, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. As you correctly point out, about three quarters of the cases that we looked at were resolved within 1 year. But in many of those cases, the Department of Justice closed those reviews or those investigations because the whistleblowers didn't meet regulatory requirements of the Department of Justice, not necessarily in the merits of the case itself.
Yeah, I guess, there's a couple of questions here then. Does the Justice Department have regulations for whistleblowers that are stricter or more restrictive than is generally the case across the government?
In fact, they do. FBI is unique among executive branch agencies. It has a lower level of protection for potential whistleblowers than any other agency in the executive branch. And that's because at the FBI, if you want to report something that has and want to seek potential whistleblower protection, you have to report to a selected list of high-level officials, such as the Attorney General or the FBI Director, or specific organizations like the Office of Inspector General. If you report to your immediate frontline supervisor, you are not protected against retaliation in case of retaliation for blowing the whistle. That's not the case in other executive branch agencies. In other executive branch agencies, employees can report to anyone in their chain of command, including their immediate supervisor, and would still be protected from whistleblowing.
So if you have to go to the Attorney General and you see something wrong, that might feel like a little bit of overkill to a whistleblower in the first place, almost like bringing out a Gatling gun to shoot a squirrel.
That's absolutely the case. In fact, one of the things we talk about in our report is we're concerned about the limited nature of who FBI employees can report to and receive protection. We think that could have a potentially chilling effect on FBI employees being able to come forward and do the right thing, which is report areas where they think that there is waste, fraud, and abuse. That's an important function that whistleblowers play, and we think it's important for them to be protected.
And the other question is, what about the quality or the severity, I guess, of the complaints themselves? Of those, you're talking about 62 cases here, and 15 of them took 4 years or longer, and a couple of them, as you mentioned, took up to 10 years. Were those more substantial instances of perceived wrongdoing in the first place than the ones that got resolved fairly quickly?
Yeah, the ones that took longer were ones where the Department of Justice found that the FBI had, in fact, retaliated against the whistleblower. And those cases were very complicated, involved a number of allegations. I think one of the most noteworthy ones was an FBI special agent reported that some of her colleagues were taking material from the 9/11 site, and she blew the whistle on them. And it took over 10 years to finally resolve that case in her favor.
They were taking things like souvenirs, that type of thing?
Yeah, they were taking souvenirs from the site of 9/11, and that's obviously inappropriate. FBI, people who work for the FBI are representative of one of the top law enforcement agencies in the country, and they need to be held to very high standards. So she blew the whistle. The Bureau retaliated against her, and according to the Department of Justice, and it took about 11 years to resolve that case.
We're speaking with David Maurer, the Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the Government Accountability Office. What forms did the retaliation take?
Well, it varied from whistleblower to whistleblower, and fortunately, it doesn't happen all that often. So we just found the three cases out of the 62 that we reviewed. But It involves demotions. It involves moving people from one part of the FBI to another. In some cases, people they took action against people to give them bad ratings and or start taking action to remove them from their jobs. In a few instances, whistleblowers left the FBI before they could complete the process because they felt it was better to seek employment elsewhere. So there's a variety of actions. Under federal law, whistleblowers are generally supposed to be protected against personnel actions of that nature, and that's what the Department of Justice regulations are there to do, to protect FBI employees.
And so it sounds like the Justice Department took some liberties, if you will, with the regulations on whistleblowers that maybe it shouldn't have in the first place.
Well, that was certainly up to them. The way the law is written, it allows DOJ to issue those regulations. And from the perspective from the Department and the FBI is that FBI employees are trained and informed about who to report to in cases of a whistleblower to ensure that they receive protection. DOJ is in the process of expanding the list of people that FBI employees can report to, so they can now report to some more folks in their field offices, for example. That's a step in the right direction, but one of the things we concluded in our report is that Congress may want to take a look at the law and may want to bump up the level of protection for FBI employees to make it consistent with the rest of the executive branch.
And so, right, so it could happen two ways. One, the law could be changed, or justice could rewrite the way it handles whistleblowers in the first place. They could
correct.
Do it on its own.
That's right. DOJ could take action or Congress could take action.
So what has been the reception to either of those? Well, I guess they can't do anything about the law, but they could do something about their own regulations. What was the receptivity to changing them that you found?
Yeah, the department said that they are in the process of they have to issue a notice of proposed rulemaking to expand the list. So they say they're in the process of doing that. So we'll see what comes out in that notice. From their perspective, they feel that with the expansion that they've proposed, that FBI employees would be adequately protected. They're also, in response to our report, going to revamp the training and guidance that's provided to FBI employees to make sure that it's absolutely clear to them who they need to report to remain protected against potential retaliation for blowing the whistle. We found in our report that in many cases, DOJ's and FBI's guidance and training was correct, but in many others, it was not. So there was some confusion, and we thought they needed to make that consistent. So DOJ is in the process of doing that. Big picture, they agreed with all the recommendations in our report and committed to taking action to implement them. So I think that's a very good sign.
All right. David Maurer is the Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.